Emergency room hobble. In a big city, on a Friday night, that emergency room is going to be just laden with people. I mean, they're going to be jammed up. The confusion for the doctors and the nurses is your opportunity to find you some sweet bliss. So you've been out at the bars, and there's nothing happening, and you're thinking about driving home, it's late, the bars are closed, remember the emergency room. All you'll need are like one of those white coats that doctors wear, available at any medical supply house. If you really want to do it upright, have a name tag with a fake name on it. Put Dr. Blauman on there. Stethoscope around your neck. And you just walk into the emergency room. You know how long it takes. People wait in there for hours to be taken care of. So consequently, there's always a big crowd in there. You just walk through the crowd. You find the most beautiful woman there. And you say, excuse me, miss, have you been helped? She says, well, no, I haven't. You say, well, step with me, please. And you just lead her right in there. Nobody will stop you. You're wearing that doctor's outfit. And just grab an empty room with her. Take her in there. You say, now, what seems to be the problem? And she says something like, I cut my finger. Well, then you say, you know, you can bandage that up. If it's something simple, you know, if it's something complicated, she wouldn't be out there. She'd be in there. They're always there with something simple. People don't realize that. Emergency room is for an emergency. They're always in there for things that aren't emergency. That's why it's so crowded. So, you know, put a band-aid on her cut, or she got a headache, or a sore throat, or she's got the flu, whatever. And then you say, when's the last time you checked your breasts for lumps? Have you done that? You're supposed to do that every few months. Well, I have. As long as you're here, all right, take off your blouse. What the hell? Got a lot of people out there, but if we do this snappily. So she'll take off her blouse, and then you can just grope them things. Nice, huh? Nice! Yeah, you check them thoroughly. See, now here's the way you check. You lift this one here with the fingers and there. Yeah, that easy. Just don't lose control of yourself and go, she'll suspect something's up. And then send her on her way. Now, you know you've hit pay dirt when you lean one into the empty room and say, what's your problem? She says, cramps. Then you know, ooh, this is going to be perfect. Then you say, disrobe, please. I'll be right back. Don't stand there leering at her as she's taking off her clothing. Doctors never do that. They always wait in the hallway and leer and then come back in with a straight face. That's what you have to do. Say, disrobe, please, and I'll be right back. So you walk back in, there she is, drape a sheet over her so she can't exactly see what's going on, you know, spare her her dignity, and you say, okay, now scoot down, let's see what's causing the old problem, Mooney. Let me see here, then you can really eyeball that thing and say, oh, Dylan. You say, well, I'm going to take, I got to check you with the speculum a second here. This is be a slight bit of discomfort, but nothing serious. Let me just probe the area. I see. Yeah. So, you know what the problem is, doctor? He said, yeah, I see what it is. Just a mild infection. I'm going to inject a little salve here just to help with the injection. It's a little bacitration. It won't hurt at all. Just a little bit. Yeah, okay. The problem persists. Yeah. You know, come back tomorrow night. And, no fuss, no muss. Now, the only problem is if somebody walks in on you. Most hospitals do not have locking doors. So if someone walks in, just be cool. Bluff your way out of it. I had a nurse walk in on me one time. There I was, injecting the salve. She looked at me, but I didn't bat an eye. She said, oh, you interns are incorrigible.